Welcome to the Get Cyber Smart podcast, your 7 to 10 minute educational look into this crazy thing we call cyber. I am your host, retired FBI Supervisory Special Agent Darren Mott. And in this episode, we're going to talk about what hybrid warfare is, why you should be concerned about it, and what it means in Russia and Ukraine. All right, so this particular podcast can take a slightly different tact in that we are going to talk about some things that are current in the news, and I hope to kind of explain what it means to you and what it means to your business and why you should be concerned with it. So as everyone is probably aware, Russia has placed troops on the border with the Ukraine in order to possibly invade them and take over territory like they did in 2014 when they went in and annexed a little piece of the Ukraine called Crimea. So what is the cyber aspect to this, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. As we are now seeing, and it has been shown in the past, this is not the first time we've seen what we're calling hybrid warfare, but it's something that's going to have to be realized is going to be what we're going to see going forward for all type of warfare, be it between Russia and the Ukraine, Russia and the U.S., China and the U.S., China and Taiwan, pick your two battle partners. There is going to be this hybrid warfare, which is a mix of traditional kinetic warfare, where bombs and guns and tanks blow up things, and cyber warfare, where nation-state actors and proxies for nation-state actors will use cyber attacks to disrupt the government and other entities of the adversary for which they're attacking. So we've already seen this week. So I'm recording this on President's Day weekend. And so this is a news article from the Daily Mail. It says Ukraine is hit by huge cyber attack targeting the Ministry of Defense and several banks in suspected Russian hybrid war hours after Putin announced withdrawal. So this is Chris Matthews, Nick Craven, who are in Kyiv, the Ukraine, or Kiev, however you want to pronounce it, reporting. And let me just read a couple paragraphs here. Russia has started a hybrid war, it was feared tonight, as several key Ukrainian websites, including banks, government departments, and the Ministry of Defense, were hit by a massive cyber attack. Ukraine has been under constant attack from Russian and Kremlin-backed hackers since Moscow's 2014 annexation of Crimea. Cyber espionage, damage to database and servers, disruption to power and communication, and disinformation are all now routine weapons in the Russian armory, and that is what hybrid warfare is, using cyber tradecraft to disrupt the digital infrastructure and activities of your adversary. So why should we worry about this if we're the United States? This is a Ukraine and Russia problem. Well, there was a FBI and Department of Homeland Security advisory that came out that basically says that hackers backed by the Russian government have breached the networks of multiple U.S. defense contractors in a sustained campaign that has revealed sensitive information about U.S. weapons development, communications, and communications infrastructure, the federal government said on Wednesday. So what we're going to see going forward is the constant targeting of different infrastructure linked networks by our adversaries, be it Russia, be it China, be it Iran, what have you. So why should you worry about a hybrid war in the Ukraine? It's not really impacting the United States here. Here is why you need to think about this from it's a U.S. problem perspective. This article I just read, this particular from information from this advisory, indicates that Russia is consistently hacking U.S. networks. In this case, defense contractors, those companies that create all of the things that make the Department of Defense do what they do, be it blow up stuff, be it create technology, all those kind of things. As this battle with the Ukraine goes on and the world focuses itself on all the action going on with Russia, the Ukraine, any European response to that, any U.S. response to that, hackers are going to continue in Russia, in China, in Iran to target and infiltrate U.S. networks. So, you know, you can look and you can say, well, okay, hybrid war, Ukraine, Russia, they'll battle it out. But the Russia, China, Iran, our main North Korea, our main adversaries are using cyber tradecraft to already commit what we can call as cyber warfare against us. The issue is, and this is what I'm about to say is more of my opinion than anything, is our political leaders don't have the understanding of this kind of cyber warfare. I mean, they know it goes on, but they don't know how to deal with it, how to protect against it, how to create a significant defense. Now, does Cyber Command, the U.S. Cyber Command, have the ability to fight back? Absolutely. They probably do it now. I have no inside information to say they are. But as far as Russian hackers compromising defense contractors, I'm sure there is some kind of response going on to whatever that looks like. If you are a defense contractor, you work for a defense contractor, then you need to kind of up your attention to your own networks, because there are actors from nation states looking to target your networks while this conflict in Europe is going on. So we are going to see going forward over the course of the next 10, 15, 20 years, as countries engage in conflict with each other, it's probably going to move largely from more kinetic action to more cyber action. You can do a lot of damage. You can misattribute yourself. What's the first thing that Russia probably said when this particular FBI and DHS advisory came out? It wasn't us. Someone is claiming it's us, but it wasn't us. It's someone coming through our networks, whatever. Someone hacked us and then hacked you or what have you. So it's something to be aware of. It's probably at this point one of the top cyber threats to concern yourself with. And this is this nation state cyber act. I've been saying it for a long time that it should be number one. And you can kind of look at cyber warfare, cyber espionage kind of in the same vein, in that they both support similar activities. Kind of the difference is cyber espionage is kind of a little more covert. It's information stealing for geopolitical understanding, whereas in a more hybrid cyber warfare type activity, you're going to see what's happening in the Ukraine, where federal websites and federal networks are targeted, where, you know, bank and infrastructure are targeted to be taken offline. Especially the two big ones to be concerned with are the communications network and the energy networks. Because if communications go down and energy goes down, you can't get oil, you can't get gas, you can't get electricity. That's going to cause a huge problem. So we've already seen, there's been reporting in the past that China and Russia are in U.S. power grid networks, to the extent of which it's hard to say. But I would certainly guess that we probably are doing the same thing over there, staging for any kind of conflict going forward. So this is something that's not going away. It's something that's going to increase over time. And so what do you need to worry about for it? Like I said, you need to worry about your own networks. You need to worry about your own access, your own information. You know, these bad guys, these Russian actors, these state-sponsored actors in China and Iran, are looking to find the easiest way into networks. And they're going to use the same type of things that criminal actors use: phishing, trying to get valid credentials to give them access to networks. There are hackers for hire in all these countries that are associated with their nation state actors, but it gives the country, or I'm sorry, yeah, it gives the nation state entity a little bit of misattribution, I guess, where they can say, well, hey, it's not us, it's somebody, it might be somebody in our country, but we're not the ones doing the hacking, it's some bad guy who's doing that hacking. And so certainly it's something to be concerned about and to look forward going forward. So I think as this Russia-Ukraine situation continues through this week, you will see a lot more mentioning of cyber attacks, cyber activity, things like that. Russia has already shown they'll do it. They did it in 2014 when they went into the Ukraine the first time to take Crimea. There was a targeting of certain Ukrainian infrastructure networks. They did it in 2008, really, when they invaded Georgia, the country of Georgia, in an area called South Ossetia. They did some cyber targeting there as well. Wasn't as huge, wasn't as expansive, because networks weren't quite as complex and as sophisticated as they are now, but we certainly saw that. So you're going to see it going forward. Just be aware of it. So now you know, when you see cyber warfare, what that means. Obviously do more research, look up more stuff, find more news articles. Wired is a good place to go to look for cyber news and things like that. Threat Post, Tech Radar, all have good things that can give you more information if you want more. And as always, if you have questions, thoughts, or comments, feel free to email me, Darren@thecyberguy.com or Darren@cybersmart.com. Cyber in both instances, spelled C-Y-B-U-R. Feel free to check out my other podcast, The Cyber Guy Podcast. I've got a new episode, version 2.0, a new episode under that particular organization coming out later this weekend. I hope you'll take a look at that and tell your friends. Other than that, understand the threats targeting you, assess your risk, proceed wisely. Know that knowledge is protection. Have a good week.